Hello, hello. This is Unicorn Trip. I'm still getting used to my new silly name. I typically used to record on Fridays at work. But I decided to try and do some at-home evening things so that they're a little less urgent and stifled, and I can relax a bit more and get into a altered headspace, I guess. So today I was talking to an amazing creator on here called Soft Vixen. She's become a dear friend of mine and has just the most beautiful audios and photographs, and I can only imagine how incredible a person she is in the flesh. Actually, I don't like the word flesh. I read on, I think, GWA Backstage, people saying, you know, what are the words that they don't like, and somebody said that is one of them, and I just realized actually it's one of mine too. It's just reducing somebody's body and skin and all that into something that kind of sounds, I don't know, like a horror movie. So sorry to put that in your brain, especially when it's attached to somebody so beautiful, but you know, sometimes it does us good to explore things that are maybe a little gory, a little less palatable. So it's kind of fitting with the audio that I'm planning on making tonight. So buckle up, everybody. If that has put you off, then the rest is only going to get worse. Yeah, so I'm propping the phone up on my fist, on my belly for some reason. I don't know if that was good. Let me just rest it down and hopefully this is better audio. I'm not going to stop and check it because I'm just too lazy. So this will have to do. I am on my period. It is the first day of my period. I sometimes do get really horny on my period. Other times, you know, I just want to hide. I still feel like super introverted. I want to be safe. I want everything to be quiet. No sudden movements, nothing to spark my hysteria, because I am bringing all of the drama today. Absolutely, like, no holds barred. Everything has been like the worst or the best. Oh, my stomach's making noises too. I did just eat a huge plate of pasta, which was pretty tasty. But I apologize for any non-sexy noises. Yeah, so I'm deeply emotional. And one of the things that I enjoy the most in play that goes outside of just, you know, regular sex, not necessarily like full-on kink scenes, but just anything that has a bit of a non-vanilla dynamic with other people who are well-versed in consent and boundaries and, you know, happy to assert themselves in terms of what they like and don't like if I'm doing anything that crosses a line. is I like to play around with sticky emotions. So if I'm feeling like angry, or if they've been feeling embarrassed about something lately, I like to really see if we can kind of gamify it and make it sexy, or purge it, or heal it. You know, it could be like a kind of sexy reparenting situation, not in a mummy, daddy, little girl kind of thing. No kink shaming. I think that's super hot if that's your vibe. It's something I don't really jive with, at least at this stage in my life. But more just like, you know, real caretaking, affirming words, like all the things you might want to hear or wish you would have heard, fed back to you when you're in that really raw emotional state that comes with kind of being a super turned on or exposed or whatever. But also, you know, if you've been feeling embarrassed and you want to lean into that, and you know, you feel kind of gross and you want to take that power back by being like more gross, you know, or doing the things that somebody else might think are gross and then being told that it's beautiful. So I don't actually know where I am gonna go with my self-pleasure today. Like I said, I'm on my period. Maybe I want to be like a nasty little bitch, you know, and bleed all over you and make you like lick it up and make a real mess and have it be, you know, brutal like that. I'm not going to use the word feral because that's also a pet peeve word. Mine, I think, because it's just been so overused, you know, in erotic audios. But yeah, I might want to go like that way, or I might like want to be told that it's like, you know, this beautiful, incredible thing that's in tune with the moon. I think we're coming up to a new moon now. And my cycle changes, like sometimes it's on the full moon, sometimes it's on the new moon, and I've heard different things about why it is a certain way. Sometimes it's if you're like a healer and you tend to like be the one that holds space for people, you know, you want to be at your most sociable, so like ovulating, not menstruating at the time of the new moon, so that you can hold space for like all the other women, you know, if you're doing like a red tent or whatever. And then when you're on your period, you know, it's I don't know, is it that you're how you get away from socializing when everybody else is? I kind of half read these things. I take them with a grain of salt and then forget about them. But sometimes I really like that. I did on my last period, was my first period back in this house. It's a kind of house apartment, a kind of apart house situation. There is a small garden. I was like in the woods, like, you know, had a full medicinal garden, all that kind of stuff. It was incredible last year. Now I'm back in suburban, just bordering the city kind of hellscape. But the commute is short. Anyway, there was the previous people who lived here totally almost killed the rose bush, and I was nursing it back to life. I was like, oh, it's, you know, August is not going to really come back now this year. But I fed it and trimmed it right and trimmed other things around it so that it had enough light. And on my period, I took out some of the blood and I poured it with some water to feed the rose. I mean, it got other kind of feed too. And then a week ago, I noticed a little rosebud. So she's coming back to life. Even if it's just one flower, I'm just going to be over the moon. So yeah, you know, I like a bit of menstrual alchemy. But I usually wear a disc. It's kind of like a cup, but a bit more pliable. And I've just taken that out, and I probably should have like waited until I was recording to do that, so you had some weird, interesting sounds with that thing, because it's quite a fun kind of pop sound. It almost, you know, because it's latexy, rubbery, and stuff, and it's all wound up in there, like in a sort of figure eight. It kind of sounds like some of the boys who use fleshlights on here, you know, like that. It's like kind of strange noise. So I guess that would have been fun, but it's out now and it's rinsed. So again, lazy vibes. And I used to have a really cool squirting blanket, which is like waterproof on one side and nice and fluffy and stuff on the other. But I put it with a bunch of other stuff in my storage space and I haven't been able to find it. So I am on a beige towel. Does the color matter? Why is it beige? I don't know. It's just my towel that I don't really care about. I did go through, I used to be like very goth when I was younger. Everything was black. And as I got older and realized, you know, I have this much like kind of softer coloring. I have like hazel eyes and, you know, red hair. I'm kind of quite a muted kind of coloring, and I never really looked that good in like all black and heavy black. I still do sometimes wear it, or like if I go out at night, is like the most like old lady thing to say, like I can even drive at night. I actually can't drive even at night, and even if I could drive, I wouldn't be able to drive at night because I have astigmatism and the glare just destroys. But if I do, and sometimes I do, like I went out last week and I didn't get home until nearly 2 a.m. So, and then I couldn't sleep until like 3, 4 because I was so overexcited. So I do still go out. And sometimes when I do that, I will wear, you know, black latex and cool stuff. Like that. Haven't worn a corset in a long time. I do fit, thankfully, back into my old ones. I tried them on recently from storage, but oh god, I don't know if I have like, if I can be asked, you know. I used to love that feeling of being all tight laced in and restricted, and made my back feel good and stuff, but now I just feel a little, I don't know, it's a bit of a sensory buzzkill for me. So I just realized I don't usually ever use lube because I'm just, you know, I make my own far too easily. Usually by the time I'm doing these audios, I'm already like fucking dripping thirsty. But tonight I didn't bring my lube to downstairs where I am. It's kind of in my bedside drawer. and I am lying on the living room floor because I have my duvet down here and I've just been watching like Love Island. I don't know why. I just thought it'd be a good idea. It just felt like the kind of thing to do, you know. I was leaning into what people in their periods do. That sounds like a good idea. Watch other people's mess. Anyways, I'm done with that. But yeah, my duvet's still down here, my blanket, my towel's still under me, and I don't want to go back up and get it, so I'm just gonna have to use my period blood when it decides to come out. It's been like really heavy all day, and now I guess I'm lying on my back. It's oh, there we go. Just letting it flow. It's kind of trickling. It's kind of trickling down my butt cheek now. That's both. It's kind of pleasant, but also kind of feels weird. It's a something to get used to, you know, just like free bleeding here. It's just that urge to just tense up, you know, and close off and be like, no. Forgetting that I have permission. I have consent. I want to bleed all over this towel. I want to bleed all over my hands. And I want to bleed wherever it feels like going. So yeah, I've had a messy and upsetting situation with a crush at work. And it's come to an end in a healthy way, more healthy on the part of my crush, if I'm honest, than on mine. But I've just been feeling like unwanted. Just they shared that I made these audios, thankfully, on a different account. That was bad with her because she said she listened to, you know, spicy content and stuff, and we'd had this like kind of really flirty banter for a while, and she's not directly like, she's, I know her through work, but she's not at my work, you know, so felt safe. And she was really cool about it. She said they were really hot, she enjoyed listening to them, you know, genuinely had listened to them because she made references to different bits in it. I think she just like could tell they were, you know, objectively hot. She was kind of critiquing them, you know, like she liked it as if she was reading a book, but it didn't do anything for her. I realized, you know, did I share it just to share? Or was I sharing it because I kind of like wanted to manipulate her into wanting me somehow? That if people on here find what I share and do like sexy and makes them calm and it makes them want to come more to the sound of my voice, then maybe that would be her, you know. And I don't know if I was like lying to myself that it was a liberating expression of creativity and a sharing of female sexual empowerment or whatever, or if I was just actually just being kind of predatory. And it didn't work out for me. And that's okay. Sometimes things don't work out. And sometimes rejection is hard. In fact, all rejection is hard. It hurts. And it's okay because it means you care. It means you wanted something. If not having it hurts you. Or if you have a taste of something and it feels just so close to what you actually want that it rips you apart when you can't sink into it more. Oh my god. It's surprising how when you're bleeding, it feels so hot inside, you know, just like this little furnace. And it's like achy and pulsing and like really intense, you know, and strong. And then when it's like flowing out, it's just cold almost and kind of pathetic almost, the amount of like little blood that just, it feels like it's gushing so much, you know. But it's actually not. It's not that much. It's barely any more than when I'm getting myself off regularly. I don't know, maybe it's because I'm lying down. Probably when I get up, it's just gonna be a tsunami all over my rug that's underneath this towel. The towel's folded, it can't be that. I don't know. We'll see. Oh my god, it doesn't matter. Oh my gosh, everything, such a big drama, so much fuss, so much anxiety about everyone and every interaction, every little thing. Life is supposed to be full of awkward situations. That's the sacrifice we make for community, is being vulnerable, being weird, and not being everyone's cup of tea. I think it just, when you're frequently not someone's cup of tea, it starts to drain you. That's why I was listening to Soft Vixen's audio about her crush, and it was so funny that it coincided with mine. Like, really divine synchronicity. And, you know, she was like so powerful. You know, that person, her crush was like really missing out. Like, oh my god, look at what he could have. Look at what I am. And, I mean, she wasn't wrong, right? If you've listened to her audios, she was not wrong. And, I got myself off to that and to the idea that that could be me, that I was that powerful, that I was so fucking sexy, so hot, had so much to offer, that, why wouldn't my crush want me? Why wouldn't anyone want me? Why wouldn't everyone want me? Why wouldn't they? I don't want to ask why or look for why or pick at the wounds of why. As a rhetorical why. Like, they should. They do. I am fucking hot. I'm hot on my period. bleeding, I'm hot when I'm crying, I'm hot when I'm angry, I'm hot when I'm angsty, I'm hot when I don't get my own way, I'm hot when I do get everything I want, I'm hot when little things fucking irritate me, and I'm hot when I'm happy and breezy, I'm hot when I'm in service to others, and I'm hot when I'm taking from others, and I'm hot when I'm all by myself, and I'm hot when I'm connecting with you. And I'm hot when the waves of orgasm actually fuck with my cramps. And I'm hot when they don't. I'm hot when it makes them extra yummy. And it relieves them. But right now I don't think it's relieving them. I think it's making them worse. Oh god, my back. Oh. Oh, I don't even know what I need in my back right now. Is it a fist? Is it a knee? Is it a pillow? Is it a gentle stroke? No, you don't think it's a gentle stroke. I'm just gonna, ow. I'm just gonna like twerking it. Oh, I'm just gonna keep pulsing, throwing my hips back and forth, try and work it out. Like, just keep pulsing it. Ow. Ow. Oh, God. Ow. Good, but it fucking hurts. Oh, I'm just gonna kind of try and move onto my side a little bit. Move one leg over. Let's see. I can reach around from behind. What that feels like. Ah. Oh god. Oh fuck. Oh no. Oh, that doesn't feel good. I have like kind of got this TMI, but it's kind of crusty. Blood is like kind of hardened a little bit around my entrance there. So I don't even want to try and go in. Ow. I know I kind of want to go in because just getting up and pressing into my cervix would just fucking be such a release right now. But like, I don't know. It's like, it's saying yes, but it's saying no. And I usually love to play with my breasts. But my nipples are like sore. Not in a like squeeze them in a painful way to release the pressure, kind of sore. But in a like, they might burst, kind of don't fucking touch them, kind of sore. So. My clit feels kind of dry. It's kind of wet, but dry, you know? I don't know why I'm powering through without lube. Maybe I should just get lube. She's stopping so lazy. I should go up and get my loop. Are you guys gonna come with me? Okay. Now I have to pass my cat and look her in the eye. Does she know what I'm doing? Hey. Hello. Hello. I'm sorry. Your mom's being a pervert.